to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, you're compromising player safety, number one. But the more important issue, I think, is that the league is compromising its brand identity, its integrity, its quality. You know, for the NFL, they're associated primarily with being the best. It's the best sports league in the country. They have the best players, the best management, the best commissioner in sports, and that's an opinion that's shared by a lot of folks. Why lessen the product? Why water down the product with less than capable referees? I mean, it's going to cost games, which is, for me, unforgivable. Now, let's forget about the player safety, which is another issue. But if you're going to cost teams games, and at the end of the year, this is going to matter.
There's former NFL player Artrell Hawkins commenting on the referee strike and the league's use of replacement refs during the preseason games. NFL preseason number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show and all the things that are going on in the world of sports talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 31st of August. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a service of talkers.com. And this week, the NFL and what's going on in sports talk radio, number 10. Number 9, still people talking about the death of Neil Armstrong. Matter of fact, here's host Joel Riley talking to astronomer and host Dr. Steve Cates about why he and most members of the news media never actually get to meet Neil Armstrong. Did you ever get to meet Mr. Armstrong?
You know, I did not. You know, all the astronauts that have walked the moon, the 12 humans that went to the moon, had the honor of meeting many of them. But no, I never did. And there's a reason behind that. And many of the journalists out there, like myself, we agree to this. He was very reclusive in his own way and very private, a man. And I found this out, and I think it's kind of interesting to pass on to your listeners. Of all the signatures in the world for autographs, Neil Armstrong simply was the most sought-after signature in history, probably fetching upwards of $7,500. That's because of the rarity of the appearances of the man.
Do you think it was, was that the way he always was, or did something about being in space and being an astronaut change him?
Well, I think his internal goal was indeed different, that according to James Hansen, the biographer that I interviewed, his interesting book is the authorized biography, The First Man, Life of Neil Armstrong. It basically describes Neil in so many ways that he wanted to just be remembered as a good engineer and a good scientist. And unlike many of the other astronauts that do seek some of the publicity for the missions to the moon, Neil was very different. But there's also another reason, Joel, that I think the author goes into this book and describes in greater detail. Many people did not realize that Neil Armstrong had a daughter named Karen. And sadly, through an excruciating experience, she passed away back in January of 1962. This was a revelation that many people never knew about. And this really humbled the man. And for the rest of his life, he just simply was quiet and dedicated himself to doing good work.
So if he wanted to be known as a good engineer and a good scientist and all that, was he? Or was he just one of those guys that happened to be in the right place at the right time?
No, I think he really was a good scientist and a great engineer. And it's very interesting. I was kind of shocked at some of the coverage in the mainstream media, particularly television, when we watched many people watch the sad news of Neil Armstrong passing. I think it was MSNBC that flashed on the screen that astronaut, first the man on the moon, Neil Young, dies, and then they retract this. I think the work that he's done all throughout his career, many people may not realize he was also part of the big test rocket test plane known as the X-15. He'd actually worked as a Navy pilot all through his life. He excelled at being a pilot, and many people may not even know that the X-15, one of the first rocket planes, the predecessor to the space shuttle, he was also very involved. So Neil was quiet. He was very good at what he did, and he, of course, brought us down to a safe landing site on the surface of the moon with only some 20 seconds left of fuel in the lunar module. With Apollo 11's historic landing on the moon.
Yeah, that's amazing. When you think about where we are right now with the technology just racing ever forward, we've got a rover on Mars right now. We're exploring deeper and farther and faster and all those things. Do you think his name is going to be one of those names that will endure because he was the first?
Absolutely, and it's kind of a good example to that. Over in Star City, the famous place where Russian cosmonauts were trained, I find out, two good friends of mine in the space industry, that in their gift shop, they have small statues of the historic and, sacred people that they talk about that went to the stars. And among those, the two, of course, is Yuri Gagarin, the first human to go out into and above the Earth's orbit, and also Neil Armstrong. So I believe these two will live on for as long as we can remember and talk about space science.
Up next on the countdown, another Armstrong has been making news, plus the results of a technology court battle and the latest on Syria. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Review.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television
and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Summer, it's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that, so you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%. APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop, with buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names, buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Hot hits and talk radio for the week, number 8 on the countdown. Lance Armstrong's continuing discussion, or the discussion about him anyway. He says, I'll stop fighting the allegations of drug use. Here's host Anthony Mazzarelli talking about the fact that most people hear he's giving up fighting these charges. They figure he must be guilty.
Lance Armstrong has decided that he is no longer going to fight the accusations that he did blood doping during his very obviously celebrated cycling career. I mean, he's probably one of the best known and most accomplished athletes I can think of in my lifetime. Now, I will tell you, when you read any of these articles, and I read a couple different sources, you start off by saying, well, look, if the guy is giving up fighting, clearly he's guilty. And I think that you start to feel the same way as you read the rest of the articles, in which you find out that they have people lined up who are willing to testify they saw him doing it. They have some tests that have been positive, but that haven't necessarily been run. And what you've kind of figured out when you watch and when you read the full story is that it's taking a lot of effort to go after Lance Armstrong, and it is taking a will to take him down that probably goes beyond the normal investigation of the sport for its athletes. But then he probably also did it. In other words, he is being subjected to more testing than anyone else in the sport, and his argument, basically his only defense, his defense is, look, I'm being past the statute of limitations, they don't have any really hard evidence, but essentially, it paints a picture of, he's just bitter that he didn't get away with it, like he was good enough at evading it, that he shouldn't be, they shouldn't be chasing him anymore, but it becomes pretty clear that if you had to ask me, is it more likely than not, it's probably more likely than not that he was involved in one of these things. Now, the question is, because they were pursuing him with such fervor, is it unfair? At what point do you say, well, Yeah, they got a positive corticosteroid test. They got some blood that they haven't tested yet that they say is positive. And, yeah, they got people who are going to be witnesses that say they did it. That they're talking about 17 years ago and the statute of limitations is 8, and this is unfair. So what happens when a witch hunt turns out to actually show a witch, but the hunt itself is against the rules or the spirit of the sport?
At number 7, in the court battle between Apple and Samsung, it's pretty interesting stuff. Talk host Jack Mitchell and Dave Dwinell have a technology expert named Jason Peterson on their program, and they discuss how Apple's win really wasn't much of a win at all.
So Samsung and Apple battling it out in court. Now Apple's, they won the case, so for the remedy, essentially, they want Samsung to wipe out a bunch of their phones. How big a deal? I mean, is this end Samsung if they have to do that? Or I haven't heard of most of these phones, though.
A lot of the phones that they're asking to extinguish are old phones, okay, because they came out originally right after the iPhone came out, and those are the ones that are the most blatantly copied. And it is. I mean, I don't care if you're loyalties to brands. If you look and you look at some of the emails, I mean, clearly Samsung, it was outright, you know, copy of patents and or breach of patents. But the real question is, okay, so Samsung's in the position they are right now in terms of relevancy as a technology manufacturer because they copied Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only going to cost them $1 billion,
yeah,
to be able to achieve that position. So the irony is for them to however many hundreds of billions of dollars they're worth, oh, it just cost them $1 billion. So yes, I think it's more of a philosophical win, but from a financial win, no way. I mean, Samsung's still in a great
position.
So
they still got more goodwill out of the technology than they'll pay in damages, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Essentially.
I mean, it's going to be really tough. There might be some other lawsuits they try to enforce as a basis of this settlement, but
right,
it's going to be really tough. I think that, it again, philosophical, it might appease the investors, appease Wall Street, make them all happy. But otherwise, Samsung's going to continue to sell a heck of a lot of phones.
Number 6 on the countdown, what's going on in Syria? From the BBC reporter James Robbins, talking about the spin coming out of Syria as the current regime tries to insist it's winning.
The fighting in Syria rages on. There is no end in sight to civil war between the regime and the rebels. The daily death toll is regularly over 100. So now, on a pro-government TV station, an embattled President Assad is trying to seize back the initiative.
I can cut short all the explanations with one sentence. We are moving forward. Practically, the situation is better.
President Assad needs to convince those still loyal that they're winning, not losing Syria's civil war. The situation on the ground is better now, he says. But is it? What started as peaceful protest in Deraa 18 months ago was met with overwhelming force and has become an increasingly bloody contest. So that even today there are reports of violence in Damascus, in Aleppo and across the country. Another big challenge to the regime is from defectors. So President Assad dismisses that as self-cleansing of the government. But when Syria's Prime Minister fled 3 weeks ago, it did add to the sense of a regime in trouble, particularly so soon after Assad's brother-in-law and others key to fighting the rebels were killed by a massive bomb.
Syria's current Prime Minister flew to Iran today, a nation which is President Assad's critically important ally. But the UN used this summit meeting to urge Iran to help make peace in Syria, not war.
Iran has a very important role, crucial important role to play in the region, particularly when it comes to a Syrian situation.
And these are some of Syria's most vulnerable, refugees stranded in no man's land as Turkey struggles to build yet more refugee camps. Amid deep international division and no end to the fighting, President Assad hopes time may still be on his side.
Up next, more controversy over the SEAL Team 6 book and gas prices going up, yeah, just in time for Labor Day weekend. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in Review, I'm Doug Steffen. Number five on the countdown, the controversy over the real story of the SEAL team and taking out bin Laden. Host Nick Reed talked about the differences between what this former Navy SEAL who was on the job said and then what President Obama said.
One of the, as you know, Navy SEALs has written, or next Navy SEAL, who has written a book about how the bin Laden thing played out. And I haven't had a chance to read it, but some other outlets have. And the other outlets are, or at least have gotten excerpts of it, and they're writing some of the stuff in there. And already it appears as if, while maybe not anything other than incidental to a lot of people, there are discrepancies between what it is that actually happened versus what it is that President Obama has said happened, which I don't imagine that's a surprise to most people. Even his supporters, while they support him, they know that he lies all the time. The book is written by one of the individuals that was there as part of the raid. And again, I don't know if this is incidental or not, but the Obama administration had talked about how, you know, they went into his room, and remember there was all this story like about the wife shooting at, and bin Laden was there and had guns and all this stuff. This Navy SEAL saying that's not what happened. That is a lie. He writes that actually bin Laden, they never even gave him a chance to confront or even see the soldiers before they killed him. He was not, there was no back and forth. There was no sort of okay corral final shootout that they got him. He didn't have a chance. It was done and over with before he knew what had even happened. According to the Navy SEAL that was involved in his book, he writes that, as you know, they snuck in. He was seen in the hallway and, you know, pop, 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 and they shot at him. And he went into the, you know, he ran into the bedroom, and they walked in, and he was dead. You know, they shot him in some fatal shooting, and they did find some guns in there, but they weren't loaded or anything. And so it wasn't nearly as climatic as the Obama administration had led you to believe. And, oh, actually, President Obama wasn't actually there. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, too. No, I don't know if that's incidental or not. I happen to think that liberals, you know, they're highly emotional people, and whenever there's a story to tell, and if they just don't think that you're going to get how exciting the story is, so they have to add things to it, I have a feeling that's probably what happened.
Number four in the countdown. Once again, the rising cost of gas. This is about the fourth time this has been up the totem pole on the countdown this year. Host Steve Fermier talked to Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com about power outages at some refineries in the Gulf and how we can all expect to see a bit of a spike in gas prices this weekend.
Has there been much damage to the oil platforms and infrastructure from this? Do you know?
Not that I'm aware of. The only thing I've heard of yet at this time is power outages at refineries. Some of the refineries have already been offline in case that would happen. You know, you may start to see oil companies sending out damage assessment crews in the next couple days as that storm finally clears the area, and then we'll get a better idea of if any damage, you know, hit those platforms and how bad it may be.
It sounds like, and I think I heard you say that the damage from Isaac, at least at this point, looks like it's going to be costing us about 5 to a dime to 15 cents a gallon on average, at least in the east.
That's right. The wholesale prices rose rather significantly Monday. Now, some areas may be on the low side of that, some areas may be on the high side. But what is generally true is prices will continue to move higher ahead of the weekend and likely through the conclusion and perhaps into early to mid next week.
Okay, so we're averaging right now in the Baltimore Metro around 377, I think it is, for a regular. What are you expecting that to be in a week to a month?
Well, we may see that drift higher above $3.80, maybe close to $3.85 over the next week and a half or so. But after that, I do expect some relief as we approach mid and late September. Once we get Isaac out, we can get refineries back online, oil production from the Gulf back online. Not only that, but demand will likely take a drop off once we conclude the summer driving season.
Rising gas prices, number 4 on the topic list this week on our countdown. Recapping now where we are, the NFL preseason and sports talk radio at number 10. Death of Neil Armstrong is number 9. The decision to stop fighting drug allegations by Lance Armstrong is number 8. The Apple-Samsung court battle, number 7. Syria, number 6. SEAL Team 6 book, number 5. Rising prices for gasoline, number 4. So, as you can aptly figure out, numbers 3, 2, and 1 are coming up right away on the countdown.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
IBM System X x86 servers and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Now this is the way guys like to shop, with buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names, buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, we've gotten to some of the heavyweights, but the hot hits, the heavy hot hits, numbers 3, 2, and 1, up and coming here. Number 3 on the countdown, Hurricane Isaac, host Susan Rose and John Zach talk to Jim Krasula, who's on the scene about the concerns, even though Isaac has weakened and have been downgraded to a tropical storm. Still a lot of rain coming from it.
Isaac continues drenching Louisiana and Mississippi, but is weakening.
New tornado warnings here this morning just issued as well. That's been another concern from this storm. You know, this is very reminiscent, I think, Isaac is, of Irene on the East Coast last year, in that not a lot of wind damage, but tremendous, tremendous amounts of rain and subsequent flooding. You remember what happened in upstate New York there, also in Vermont and New Hampshire from Irene's rains, and I think that's what the saga is going to be of Isaac down here in Mississippi and Louisiana. In fact, yesterday, I can honestly say I've never seen it rain so hard for so long. In fact, places in Mississippi and Louisiana yesterday, in one day, saw 2 feet of rain.
Jim, whenever we talk about this hurricane, of course, people ask about Katrina. Talk a little bit about Mississippi. Had they completely recovered from Katrina before getting walloped this time?
One of the striking things, Dave, here in Mississippi is as you drive along U.S. Highway 90, which goes right along the coast, the beachfront, especially through Gulfport and Biloxi, Pascagoula, is all of the empty lots you still see. Very little rebuilding since Katrina. Part of that, as I understand it, is the fact that people simply can't afford the homeowner's insurance, the property insurance, because of, you know, the threat that these storms pose. But other than some tall, multi-story casinos here in Biloxi and in Gulfport, that's really been the only new construction since Katrina. And again, I think that, you know, with Katrina, a couple of these smaller areas near here took the storm surge, 30-foot storm surge. In fact, Waveland, Mississippi is the small town on the coast right at the Louisiana border. They took a 30-foot storm surge from Katrina. With Isaac, they took a 9-foot storm surge. So again, a lot of damage in Waveland, but not near what we saw from Katrina.
Jim, are power outages a major effect from Isaac?
About 1 million homes and businesses without power this morning here in Mississippi and in Louisiana. Power crews are here. I saw convoys of them coming in yesterday on Interstate 10 through this driving rain. But the problem is there's so much water in so many places. It's so high that it's going to be several days before it's dry enough for the power crews to get into some of these areas to start restoring power. So they're talking about the fact it could be a week, maybe 2 weeks for some people without power.
Host Bob Murray talking to meteorologist Chris Miller about whether he thinks the remnants of Isaac will give the Midwest any relief from the drought.
This is, I think, a very important time for people to start to realize that there is that chance that what's left of Isaac could come our way.
Isaac, which is moving very slow along the coast right now, it's only moving about 5-6 miles an hour along the Louisiana coast, but eventually it is going to make a turn to the northwest and then north, up into southern Missouri, and then it's expected to get picked up and move to the northeast into central Illinois. Right now, the projections are that the track of the storm, or the remnants of Isaac, will track from roughly the St. Louis area to about Champaign, Danville. Our projections have been modeled, have indicated that for the last about 24 to 36 hours now. So we're it's looking like it's going to be somewhere in that corridor. But what that's going to do is for Saturday and Sunday, so right in the heart of the Labor Day weekend, we are looking for the potential of up to 3 to 5 inches of rain across parts of central Illinois. And again, a lot of that's going to be determined as far as where that remnant tracks.
So the line, if you take the line and draw it from St. Louis to, say, Danville, north and northwest of that line, then, Chris, it would be lighter precipitation along that line, and south would be the heavier precipitation?
Yeah, the heavier would be right along that line, either side of it, really. The heaviest, what we're looking at now, is we're looking for a band from just north of St. Louis to all around Taylorville or so, up toward Champaign, Danville, Paris, Mattoon, those areas. There could be some, you know, when you get remnants of hurricanes like this, you can get some areas that get in excess of 3 to 5. We could end up with, you know, 6, 7, 8 inches in a few areas as well, which, for one thing, we do want to say is it's not going to bring an end to the drought, but it will definitely be a big help.
We were so dry just, a week or so ago, and within days, we could be just soaking wet.
Right, yeah, and that's, you know, and that's what the tropical systems can do for us the last part of August and into September, which is really getting to the peak of the hurricane and tropical storm season, and that's kind of what we were looking for. We said, you know, if we were going to get anything that was going to help in this drought late summer or fall, we were going to have to get the remnants of a tropical storm or hurricane to come up this way.
Now moving to number two, the presidential race, next here on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
Kick off fall with great offers from Lowe's, like 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Also get 20% off on Charbroil Commercial Series grills, $299 or more. And save 10 to 25% off all major appliances of $399 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 8/30 through 9/3. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Discount on Whirlpool appliances limited to 10%. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet.
We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Up to number two on this week's Talk Radio Review, and that would be a discussion in general of the 2012 presidential race. Here's Martha McCallum talking to Rudy Giuliani about the reasons he changed his mind about supporting Mitt Romney.
You guys had your moments as well. You know, you questioned whether or not he had an ideological core at one point. And have you changed your opinion of him as a man and a person?
Well, I don't know if I've changed it. I've developed more of a view of him. I've gotten to know him better. I've gotten to know him out of the context of being, you know, fierce rivals for the same position where you... sometimes you develop different views of each other and you attack each other in ways that you wouldn't do if you just sat down and had a cup of coffee together. So what I see is a man that has a tremendous feeling for this country, great love for this country, great love for his family, a really decent man who's been very successful. And I think I've grown closer to him the more he's been attacked, because I think it's been so darn unfair. And to attack a man for being successful in business is outrageous. What an outrageous example to give to our young people. The President of the United States attacking Mitt Romney because Mitt Romney was successful at Bain, making money for his family, making money for other people, creating jobs for people. This is what you want your children to do. You want them to be successful the way Mitt Romney was successful. So I've gotten really angry about the way in which he's been demonized and attacked, and I'm looking forward to him sort of being the guy that you get to know when you just sit down and talk to him.
Right. Well, one of the things that you are so well known for is leadership and being bold and taking action. And I think one of the things that we've learned about Mitt Romney over the course of the last few months is that he's task-oriented. He's a worker. He's a man who rolls up his sleeves and gets jobs done. We listened to Ann Romney the other night saying, you know, he will not fail. But what about the big question, the presidential question? Is he bold? Is he a bold leader?
What's the first and most important decision a presidential candidate makes? Selection of a vice president. Bold. I mean, it looks great today after Paul Ryan's magnificent speech last night. But that was a very, very gutsy choice. Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of safer ways to go. A lot of people
saying that told us
Mitt Romney is risk averse. He's going to do the... Well, he said we're going to have it. We are going to have the debate that Paul Ryan said. Let's have it, you know, starting now about Medicare. The whole idea was you couldn't talk about Medicare. You couldn't talk about Social Security. You couldn't talk about entitlements. Meanwhile, they're going to all disappear in 15 years if somebody doesn't have the guts to do something about it. Paul Ryan has been the one that's been out on the forefront there. I think Mitt Romney has been there, but Paul Ryan was the first guy out front. So he takes Paul Ryan, makes that debate part of his election. He could have run just against Obama. Maybe could have won. Maybe not. You never know what's a winning strategy or not. He decided that we're going to have a substantive debate. We're going to have a real one, and this election is going to mean something. I think that was an enormously bold decision, bolder than anything I've seen President Obama do, at least while he's been president.
Taco's Dom Giordano with political analyst Roland Martin about the Romney campaign being criticized as racist.
I have a sense that you might be buying into some of this criticism that's been leveled about the Republican Party, dog whistle, racial code, and all that. And we've had any number of guests on who have been disputing that. Some African-American, some not.
I do not subscribe that everything that folks have been doing falls into that category. There have been things that have been suspect. So, for instance, I felt that Mitt Romney gave a fairly good speech to the NAACP.
Right.
I thought he totally screwed it up when he had a fundraiser later that day in Montana when he was talking about his speech at the NAACP, and then he began to talk about they want free. If you want free stuff, vote for the other guy. I mean, I'm saying...
Why would you make the connection to that?
Well, because first of all, you were just talking about the NAACP,
right,
which means you're talking about a black organization. And then coming out of that, you're talking about if they want free stuff, they want to vote for the other guy. So you can put those two together, okay? Because they actually went together. The problem now, the whole issue with, we know historically how the whole issue of welfare has played in terms
right.
of and how that's been used in political campaigns. For me, the issue is very simple, is what they're saying true or not. Now, what's interesting to me, and I don't know why the Obama folks haven't done this, there have been Republican governors who have requested these welfare waivers.
There are some, but
right.
you don't buy that. What the president is essentially saying is you don't have to be restrained by this historic agreement between Clinton by the law. Rick Santorum will be here in a few minutes, and the other day, Roland
right.
on the phone told me he was the architect of part of this, and that is essentially what the president is removing here for whatever his motivations might be.
But if
the welfare to work requirement.
But if listen to what you just said. So a Santorum is criticizing states for asking for a waiver. But then folks will then defend states' rights. So if a governor is saying, Mr. President, we need more time or whatever, we are requesting the waiver. This is very simple for me. Is it legal or not to grant the waiver? There has to be some statute that allows them to grant the waiver.
Well, that's in question right now.
Well,
that's the question.
Then Congress needs to somehow clarify things.
But I'll take you back to that. Aside from the Santorum debate, if they put that in an ad and you say it's not factual, that's one thing. Maybe they're playing with this for other reasons. Why does it have to be race? I think the argument's been made too often. Artur Davis just made it. Michael Steele made it. Associate African Americans with welfare.
Because there's a history. And when it has been done historically, unless you have somehow proven that somehow you have changed, I mean, we get it. And here's the reality. We get that race has been used in political campaigns. It's not a foreign idea.
Right.
We realize even how we have changed where it has become even subtle how we use it. And so people, strategists understand it. If you really talk off the record with a Democratic or Republican strategist, they will tell you, they know exactly what words to use, what causes a clicking in somebody's mind. If you're doing a word association, if you tell an average American that there are more whites in America on welfare than black, they would probably freak the hell out.
Here's host John Curley talking about whether it's really important for a president to be able to relate to poor people or to rich people, or what's the deal here?
Is it important that the president of the United States, that his wife, or whoever wants to have that office, is it important for them to understand the people, the middle class, to be compassionate? This is one of the attacks that's coming after Romney. Remember, we heard in 92 with Clinton, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I understand what you're going through. And that was a big thing. People, I want the leader to understand who I am so that, therefore, he can fight hard for me so that the laws that come out of Washington, D.C. are written to protect me. Right? Okay. So I'm going to go back to FDR. And FDR is still today one of the most popular presidents, and sometimes even the folks from the right will give him his due and talk about how he led this country through an incredibly difficult time. But how could FDR, if you were to get him up there today and you run him as a Republican, that guy could not relate to the poor one single bit. He lived in an enormous estate. His father had a tremendous amount of money. I think the total the space in which the house on the Hudson that he grew up in, I think it was more than a mile, right? I mean, a mile if you were to sort of add it all up. Or, by the way, you could just get on one of the many horses that he had. So while Roosevelt is living this life, before he goes off to Harvard, he is tutored. And at a young age, he learns French and German and Spanish. And he's quite a bright guy. And just not far away from where he was in the Hudson, you had people living that would be voting for Roosevelt. And let's see, you had 12 adults all sleeping together in a 13-square-foot room. You also have 1 in 10 children dying that give birth, often right there on the floor of the tenement homes, because they just simply can't afford the health care. You have him working 14-hour days, making about 20 cents a day. You have Roosevelt, again, about 80-some miles away, living the absolutely right in the lap of luxury. So the fact that Franklin Roosevelt could relate to the poor is an absolute pile of crap.
That's what's going on with the presidential race outside of Florida. Let's head to Tampa for this week's number one item, the Republican National Convention. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Countdown brings you number one now, the Republican Convention. Host Charlie Sykes talks to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who says Paul Ryan's speech in his mind brought him to tears.
They pandy you right as Paul Ryan was beginning to speak, and it looked like you were tearing up a little bit there.
I was. Jeanette and I looked at each other, it was not just because he talked about his dad, which, Paul, obviously, people heard that Paul's dad died when he was 16, he found him. Not just the amazing story about his mother as a widow saying she was going to, make something more and not just live in sorrow, but turned herself into a small business owner. It was just, to me, not even just homestead pride, but, this is a guy I've known for years. He's not only brilliant, he's not only one of the most courageous people I know in politics, he's just fundamentally one of the most decent people I've ever met in my life, in or outside of politics.
Yeah.
And I was just so amazed to see someone that I felt that God had called to be a servant for a time such as this up on that platform.
It was an amazing moment, and everyone I talked to, still trying to get their heads around the cheesehead revolution.
All
of these people that we know, and all the things that we've gone through over the last couple of years, and there was Paul Ryan on the national stage, articulating ideas that we've been talking about here in the wilderness for how long?
He was exceptional. I saw one of your tweets, Charlie. You were dead on. I don't think I've heard someone so articulately describe what we believe, not just what we think in our head, but what's also in our heart, since Ronald Reagan. It's ironic. I was telling a reporter down here the other day, Paul and I and Reince are really the first in a generation of people who don't just talk about Ronald Reagan as someone who's a political figure. We are legitimately, our age, our generation, our era, are people who were literally affected as young people. And in our case, we're drawn not just to be conservatives and Republicans, but believers in the optimism of the American spirit and the American people. I saw that in full display. He wasn't just a budget wonk. This was a guy who clearly laid out why our view is better and why it's better for all Americans.
All right, we need to get some talk radio caller reaction to the Republican National Convention. So you got it now.
I just found Christie's speech and Romney's speech incredibly inspiring. I love what they had to say, and I found it convincing and engaging. Somehow, Romney and his supporters have been able to escape the atmosphere of hack politics. I understand they spend a lot of money in, you know, college professionals, whatever they're supposed to be. But the presentation was very heartfelt, and it really communicated well. And I'm really a blood and thunder, you know, Goldwater Reagan kind of guy. And I thought of Romney as maybe a weaker quantity. But after the way the party is conducting itself at the convention, there are some things they're doing that are a little offensive to me, but the message is coming across very well. And if you can't be inspired by what was said, you must be dead.
I want to comment on Ann Romney. I thought she was completely phony. She alluded to the average American woman who struggles to make ends meet and sometimes have to work two jobs and are facing ominous situations. And there is no way that she can relate to that given her financial station in life. She can't relate to everyday women. And you could see it on the faces of the women and the audience that they were wondering, you could see that they were wondering, how is she on earth relating to what we could possibly ever go through?
I, first off, am happy that the Republican convention had a great deal of different colors up there on stage. I am a African-American conservative. I'm happy to be one. I'm proud that the African-Americans, that the Latinos, that they were on stage and they were showing that the Republican Party is opening up to show and bring in people of different color, and they did a beautiful job. Ann Romney did a great job humanizing her husband. Chris Christie did a great job. Arthur Davis did a great job. Mila. And Ted Cruz, I mean, I didn't know that much about him from Texas, but he did a tremendous job.
That's a good call. Thank you. And here's the recap. So let's go back to number 10 and work to number 1 so you have the recap fresh in your mind. Sports Talk Radio and the NFL preseason with the not-so-good official unofficial umps. Number 10, death of Neil Armstrong. Number 9, Lance Armstrong no longer fighting drug allegations. Number 8, number 7, the court battle between Apple and Samsung. Siri is number 6, the SEAL Team 6 book is 5. Number 4 is the price you're paying for gasoline. Number 3, who got affected by Hurricane Isaac. Number 2, the presidential race. And the Republican convention, as you know, is the number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.